Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It's Burgundy and Gold Game Day on The Fan, presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation. Your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenrysWindows.com. Right now, it's time to go to our guy, Joe Fan, on the BetQL guest line, presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game, streaming now on Odyssey. Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing, bud?
Hey, how we doing? It's good to chat with you, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Hey, it's been a while.
You know, in this town, there was this big guy, about 6'10", weighed about 300-something pounds. His name was John Thompson. He always called himself Joe the Fan. So when I first saw Joe Fan, like, oh, man, Coach Thompson, you reminded me of Coach Thompson, but I know this is your real name. It's your government name right here.
It is my real name. Yes, sir.
It's Joe Fan with two N's,
yeah,
too.
Two N's.
You know what? I'm not going to make that comparison because it's completely unfair and quite irrelevant. So, Joe, you covered the Seahawks for how long, dude?
I covered them for 2 years, and then before that I was with the Niners for 4.5, so I know the NFC West real well, and I grew up in Seattle, so I'm very familiar with what happened before I covered the team and what has happened since.
Now, Joe has gone on to the greener pastures of Las Vegas, where he's now a host and brand ambassador for WinBet and Blue Wire Pods, but Joe and I have talked a ton about the Seahawks over the years. He's always been somebody I could lean on. What the hell is going on with Seattle right now? I mean, they are 1-4 in their last five. Russ has made this miraculous finger comeback. I don't really know what that means. What's going on out there?
It's a good question. The short answer is that the offense is still broken. And if you go back to last year, it's been broken for now what has been a full season. You know, second half of last year, including that one playoff game, an embarrassing loss in the wild card round at home against the Rams. And then it just hasn't been fixed. And Shane Waldron was the new offensive coordinator brought in. And everyone throughout the offseason, you know, lauded him from players to coaches. He was brilliant. He was this sort of wizard who was bringing all of this different kind of scheme and philosophy and creativity from the Los Angeles Rams under Sean McVay to the Seattle Seahawks. And it just hasn't manifested itself. The first game of the year, you saw a bunch of window dressing, a bunch of different looks, a more creative and diverse running game, some of the short and intermediate stuff getting going. And since then, it really hasn't clicked at all. And Russell Wilson appears to have regressed some. And really, it all comes back to, A, a running game that is just far too vanilla and predictable, and B, a passing game that relies on explosives or busts. There really just isn't anything coming within the rhythm of the offense. There's nothing short and intermediate and on time to where, you know, Russ gets to the top of his drop and boom, ball's out. He knows where it's going. It's just never that smooth, never that easy. And so there are major issues across the board with this team, but to me, it all comes back to the offense, that has no business being as bad as it's been, especially on third down. They're one of the worst teams in the league on third down.
Is it fixable, you think, or not?
It's a good question. I would like to say yes, because a team with Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and a couple of, you know, really impressive tight ends, in my opinion, Gerald Everett and Will Disley are more than capable of being productive tight ends. An offense with that kind of firepower shouldn't be as bad as it is. So My gut says, when you ask that question, yes, it should be fixable. But how many times do we have to see this movie before we say, maybe it is beyond repair. Maybe it is a situation where Seattle needs to blow it up, maybe move on from Wilson, maybe also move on from Pete Carroll, at least one of the two. I mean, at this point, if I know Pete Carroll spoke all week about how his relationship has never been better with Russell Wilson, and that might be true in terms of, you know, but hey, divorces happen all the time with people that love each other. And I just don't see, unless this thing drastically turns around over the last seven games, how that's not where this thing is headed for the Seahawks in this next offseason.
The mindset of this team was defensive, and Russell came in, a young man, and he was very, very steady. All of a sudden, those defensive players leave, and they, in a sense, I guess he wanted them to let him go out there and do more like the other quarterbacks, take over games, and then, like you said, the running game disappeared. You know, where is the medium where they can find where the defense can play better? Because they haven't played well also. And also get it back to where Russell doesn't have to do everything by himself. You get him a little help.
Yeah, well, the thought was, okay, you bring in Shane Waldron, and one of his, you know, if not his top priority, was, like I said, establishing that short and intermediate passing game that can be on time and rhythm and really get some silver platter throws. I mean, think about, you know, when Jared Goff is putting up big numbers, even Jimmy G. I mean, how much of that, it's mindless. You know exactly where the guy's going to be open. Everything is schemed to perfection when things are really going. And that's just, it's not the case. And whether it's Russ just missing guys who are open and he's not willing to make those passes, because we know that Russ prefers, you know, deep down the middle or shortened to the sidelines. You know, the short and intermediate over the middle is not really something that he's ever excelled at. It's one of his fatal flaws, that and taking bad sacks. And we've seen a lot of that, especially on third down. But you would hope that Shane Waldron would have alleviated some of that with his creativity and his acumen as a new offensive coordinator. And I think, too, and you know, this year you could argue otherwise just because the offense has been so bad, but one of the big things where, you know, everyone would say, and justifiably so, is Pete Carroll is still coaching this team philosophy-wise like he's got the Legion of Boom on defense, and he just doesn't. So, you know, when it comes to fourth and inches, fourth and one, sort of in the neutral part of the field, or even in plus territory, you know, he's punting it or kicking field goals rather than going for it and trying to steal extra possessions and keep his best player on the field, and really trusting a defense that didn't warrant that trust. So I think those are probably the two aspects where I think fans and media alike have said, you know, this team is doing Russell Wilson a disservice. But, you know, I do think that Russ deserves his criticism as well. I mean, some of the decision-making this last couple of weeks have been so poor. And the sacks, which are largely a quarterback stat, and you can say he hasn't had the best offensive line throughout his career, and you'd be right, but he still takes bad sacks, and it's been maybe at an all-time low so far through you know, this season.
Talking with Joe Fan here on the BetQL guest line. Give Joe a follow at Joe_Fan, F-A-N-N. And Joe, you've mentioned a bunch Shane Waldron. That name may be familiar for Washington football team fans here in D.C. because Shane was on Jay Gruden's staff, maybe even Shanahan's staff, for a number of years. He was kind of, I mean, if you think about all these coaches that have come out of those staffs that are now all over the league, you got LaFleur with the Packers, obviously Sean is with the Rams, Kyle with the Niners. It just continues to grow. Waldron hasn't been the right fit, but has Russ maybe, what is Russ's future? Is it possible that as he's changed as a person and as a quarterback that he needs a fresh start? Like, you talked about the divorce there. Like, where do you think Russ could actually go?
I view, like, New Orleans as just a perfect landing spot. I just think of Russ, and again, this isn't to say Russ is done or whatever, but he's not a perfect quarterback. And I think it's fair to say, now, he's not, you know, as much as he wants to go down his legacy being one of the best to ever do it, that's just not going to be who he is. Will he still be a Hall of Famer? Most likely. I mean, he's had one of the most successful first decades in the NFL in league history. But I think we've seen enough now to where, A, you know, he struggles to throw over the middle of the field, and B...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think there's something to be said for maybe his inability to be that true field general. And where he's at, you know, we talk about, you know, teams making adjustments in game at halftime from a series to series standpoint. And that was a big storyline, not just last year for the Seahawks, but so far this year as well. And some of that, of course, falls on your franchise quarterback. He should be able to be looking at what the defense is showing him pre-snap, diagnose, get the team into a play call that is, you know, advantageous for the offense. And it just doesn't feel like that's a strength of his. You know, where you watch an Aaron Rodgers look at you and he says, gosh, he just knows exactly what's coming at him. He's checking to the perfect play and he's just going to carve you up. It just doesn't feel like that's necessarily a strength of Russell's, to where I think he just, at this point of his career, especially as the athleticism wanes, which is his best superpower, the scramble drill, the un-game planable plays that he's able to come up with a handful of times in every game that is back-breaking, those are starting to wane as Father Time catches up with him, as he does all of us. Mm-hmm. So to me, I think he needs to be paired with a play caller that is so established and so comfortable in the system and such an expert at what he wants to accomplish. And you look at a guy like Sean Payton, perfectly fits that bill. So that to me, it would be a possible landing spot. But I do think, you know, a fresh start for potentially all parties involved could be worthwhile, especially when you look at Seattle. You know, they're about to give the Jets a top 10, you know, pick this next year, given how bad they've been.
That's brutal.
You know, you got to recoup some of that draft capital at some point, you would think. And really, Russ is the only way you could possibly do that.
So, yeah, I hadn't thought about that New Orleans thing. That could be a hell of a spot for him.
So the list his agent gave the Seahawks was New Orleans.
I don't think New Orleans was on it, but
I kind of think they were. Do you remember Joe?
I don't remember New Orleans being. I remember
it was Raiders, Bears. I think Saints. I'm almost positive.
I think it was Raiders, Bears, Saints, and Cowboys.
Well,
that's exactly what it was.
The Cowboys ain't happening. The Saints, I can definitely see that happening now.
It'll be interesting.
But they like giving people a lot of money down there at quarterback that don't even play quarterback. So
we're talking with Joe Fan from Blue Wire Podcast and Win Sports here on the BetQL guest line. Joe, let's flip it around, because obviously you know the NFC West really well, but you cover the whole NFL, especially now in your new role with WinBet. What do you think of Taylor Heinicke?
Man, you know, he has been really impressive in these last couple of games. I've always thought of Taylor Heinicke, and I think that playoff game against Tampa last year was such a perfect example. You know, exciting and thrilling in spots, but not consistent enough to be relied upon as your guy. You know, I think that the bad decisions, the turnovers always felt like they were there, and they had been really until these last couple of games. But he's been far more efficient. You know, his completion percentage jumped from the 61, 68, 61 to 81, 72, four touchdowns and no picks these last couple of games. You know, there's something to be said for having a game manager who has some athleticism to make some special plays. And Taylor Heinicke has a little bit of that X factor. You just need him to not feel like he has to be a superhero, because he's not, and that's okay. You can win with competent defense and a game manager at quarterback, given that the pieces they have around him, with Terry McLaurin, who is a bona fide number one, and Antonio Gibson, who is a franchise running back, and you get Logan Thomas back, and you get Curtis Samuel back. You know, there's no reason why that shouldn't be a recipe for winning games. You know, I think you can also point to how bad the defense has been for the most part this season. And really, for me, the most disappointing side of the football across the NFL, we all expected this to be a top five defense in football, and they've been one of the worst on, you know, against the run and the pass for most of the season. And if you have a quarterback pressing and trying to do too much, knowing the defense isn't getting any stops, that's understandable too. So it all works together. I've been really impressed, you know, from what I've seen from Taylor Heinicke of late, and I think you could do much worse. He's one of those guys. Could you do better? Sure. But you look around the league, and you could also do a whole lot worse.
Totally. Totally. And he's put himself in a position where, you know, he's under contract for another year in Washington, but he's going to be in the league for a decade now. It's interesting, when you look at this game tonight, I mean, you're in Vegas now. You're an expert on this stuff now, like it or not. So this line opened with the Seahawks, I think, 3 or 3.5 point favorites, and now it's down to Washington favored by one, or it's a pick 'em some places. Why has there been so much line movement? I can't imagine it's because Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel are coming back. And what do you see happening in this game?
I think it honestly has to do with people trying to figure out what the heck the Seahawks team is going to look like, because it's so hard to forecast. Because to me, if you look at what the Seahawks have done, especially the last 2 weeks, it's a no-brainer that you're picking Washington. I mean, these two teams couldn't be on more opposite trajectories. The Seahawks have scored all of 7 points the last 2 weeks. They got shut out against the Packers. And then you look at the Washington football team, they've won two big games in a row against Tampa Bay and Carolina, Carolina being on the road. So I don't know how you look at those two games and you say Washington isn't a favorite. But then you just, the history of Russell Wilson and the Seahawks, and that you look at on the teams on paper and you say, okay, this, you know, this is the Seahawks going to win. They won there last year. Not that I don't think that's relevant at all, given who was playing in that game. To me, you have to pick with Washington. I just don't know at this point why you would put your hard-earned money on a Seahawks offense to figure it out on the road against a defense that has been playing better of late, when we just haven't seen it for the better part of a year. So I do expect Washington to win this game, you know, even though I think that the sentiment of, you know, Seattle, it's a must win for them, you know, the emotional side of it, they should figure it out, but I just don't see it.
Here's the problem, Joe. Here's why folks in this region are scared. Washington is by and large terrible on Monday Night Football, and in general, when it comes to football in this great city, whenever you think things are going well, they fall apart.
They fall apart.
So that's forgive the Burgundy and Gold crowd for being a little cautious in their excitement.
You know, it's funny. It's probably Washington fans betting on the Seahawks and Seahawks fans betting on Washington. What the line movement is.
You got a good point there, Joe.
dude, so Vegas, I'll be out there this weekend. You around this weekend?
Yes, sir. I'm around. Let's link up.
All right. Yeah.
Make sure he enjoys Vegas at the highest. Take care, man.
I will make sure you enjoy
Vegas. Make sure
he comes
back dragging like he never does that.
I think we'll enjoy ourselves. We're actually, dude, in case I don't talk to you, we are having a party Friday night at Mandalay Bay, and you are certainly welcome to come to that. It'll be a Washington football team craziness party, and you should be there, dude.
Hey, I love it, man. Let's link up and figure out details, but looking forward to seeing you, man.
All right, great, bro. I'll shoot you a text. Joe Fan from WinBet and Blue Wire Pods, thank you very much for the time. Everybody check him out on Twitter at Joe_Fan, FANN. That was a lot of fun. So people that know the Seattle team are confident that Washington's going to win.
And people who know the other team are thinking that something's going to fall apart.
Right. It's a unique experience being a Burgundy and Gold fan.
I wish we could find out who the fans really cheer for when they bet on this game.
There is a unique cross section. Seriously. there's a unique cross section here, B. Mitch. Who is somebody that loves the Seahawks and knows them intricately and has been doing radio in this town for 20 years, I think, and knows how Washington fans think and has lived and died with every Washington football game for the last decade?
Drab.
His name is Drab. Let's talk to Drab next. 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.